Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, May 18, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Controversial sweeping amendments were approved by Kazakhstan's lower house of parliament. If approved by the upper senate, it could mean less religious freedom. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says they're concerned about possible restrictions on religious education of children.
Our children outreach program, our summer camp ministry, our transitional ministries that we do for street kids and orphans, all those would be substantially wiped out because no one could be involved in teaching children except parents or teachers that are certified by the state.
Next, teaching English as a second language classes in China has proven to be a seed planting opportunity for the gospel. Send International's Robin Pocklington says that this is a time when students are open. Then Pocklington says there's the short-term team that comes through.
We've found that about a quarter or a third of the students in this college class are asking questions and moving right on through to a place where they make some kind of a commitment to Christ.
Pocklington says the team ministers to the Chinese students and often find themselves open to a missions career. And the Bible League is a great program called Children Caring for Children that can motivate children for missions in your church. It's designed for vacation Bible school type settings. The program uses videos, stories, and posters to help kids learn about countries with great spiritual needs. While they do that, they also raise money to provide scripture storybooks for the areas that they're learning about. At $2 a book, kids can have a profound impact on evangelism. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.